Welcome to the Country Music Connection Podcast. My name is Steve Rudden, and this is the first episode, so I'm very excited to be interviewing Joshua Graham. Welcome to the Country Music Podcast, Joshua.
Hey, how are you, Steve?
I'm well. It's been a really beautiful day here in Maryland on Monday.
What here in you? South Carolina, too. Here in South Carolina, too. The heat's starting to turn up a little bit, though.
Yeah. I actually had to turn on my AC because I had my heat set to 68 for most of the winter. Mm-hmm. Now it raised up to 76 in my house. So I'm like, well, I'm getting a little bit toasty.
Finally starting to warm up, sure enough.
Yeah. So we were connected by your representatives, and I'm just trying to learn a little bit more about you. And I'm just looking at your social media right now. Are you currently doing shows right now?
Yes. So I'm traveling around and playing mostly in South Carolina, but we do dip out the state a little bit, mm-hmm. myself and my band as well. But yes, sir, I'm playing all over the place in South Carolina right now.
And what made you start playing music? Like, who were your idols growing up?
So I always liked to sing. I was never I never really played and sang. It was never on the forefront of my ambitions. It was always kind of a backseat thing I did in private. And mm-hmm. Toby Keith and people like Toby Keith, Brooks and Dunn, and so forth have always been my favorite singers that I've listened to growing up. It wasn't until a couple of years ago that I actually started playing and singing seriously and thinking that I could do something with it. Mm-hmm. It started as kind of a way to maybe pick up some side money. And as it grew a little bit, I started getting more and more focused on maybe making this thing a full-time deal.
Okay. And who was it, TikTok that got you a little following, or was it how did you get your start and how did you get your following?
So actually the way I started was when Something in the Orange by Zach Bryan came out. That was the first song that I really played and sang together, because before I kind of liked to pick on the guitar a little bit and mm-hmm. I liked to sing as well. But when that song came out, I just picked it back up, because like many guitar players, you a lot of times you'll start, you'll get frustrated and you'll quit, and you'll start and you get frustrated and you quit. And then about the time that song came around, I had a little sidebar from that. I actually shortened that pinky whenever I turned 18. I accidentally cut it off working, and it took a couple of years to get to where it was, I guess you'd say, conditioned enough to be able to use it again. Mm-hmm. As far as playing guitar, I mean, it was usable, right. But you know, when you're pressing strings, it can get kind of sensitive. So right. When that song came out, I started I learned how to play that song, and I started singing, and that was, I'm gonna guess, May of 2 years ago now, I want to say. Mm-hmm. I think that's about right. So then I learned to play and sing that one, and I put it on Instagram. That was May, we'll say probably June, and that's all I could play. And okay. It got like a 1,000 views on Facebook and Instagram. And I thought, wow, look at this. And, I started thinking, I've always been business inclined, and I enjoy business. And I started thinking, if I start working at this thing, I got pretty good feedback on that. Maybe I can figure out a way to play a gig or two and pick up some money. Mm-hmm. And then, so I just went to No Life and really, really worked hard at it and practiced over the course of the next few months. And, I bought a new guitar, and then I bought an amp, started researching, what mm-hmm. I needed to do to gig, and, bought the bought my tower gig and speaker that I use for my solo stuff even now. And the first year rolled around, and it was January. We always go on a golf trip, myself and a bunch of guys, and we went down to a place in Myrtle Beach. And I told I went and asked the guy who owned the bar, because it's a resort and there's a bar in there, if I could play music. And I never played in front of anybody before. I, by this time, probably had, I don't know, 25 songs that I could play, maybe 30, maybe 30. And he said, and it's like 20 degrees. And I know that's nothing in Maryland, but that's cold. It's right. Cold. Let's not say 20. I think it was about 30 with wind. So it was cold for here. Wow. And I wanted to play inside the bar. I was like, you know, I just set up and play. I just want to play, because we had 40 or 50 guys on the trip that were with us.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to test it and see how it would go. And he said, well, it's too loud in here. You know, just kind of blew me off and said that I could play on the back patio if I wanted. And I started, and I, of course, took that and told my guys about it. And that Saturday I went out there and started playing. And it went from 50 people on the back that were my guys from the trip to probably 150, 175 people, and made a lot of tips. And
that's awesome. That's so great.
It was surreal to me. And, you know, it just kind of lit a fire, and it was a little bit of gratification, for the work that I put in over the past few months. And then, when I got back home from the trip, I started talking to some restaurants and stuff that did live music around my area.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did that, and I got a few gigs and started practicing. And then probably, you know, you hear all kinds of stories about getting heard and seen, and I'm by no means discovered and or anything like that, but hopefully we're on the way to doing something special with it. But I found out that my little small town was going to do a talent show, and they had a special guest coming, which was Morgan Miles. She was from The Voice, and I had never met her. Of course, we'd heard her sing. Fantastic vocalist. I mean, absolutely fantastic. But she was coming to my town, and I haven't Googled the population of my town, but it's like 5,000 people, 6,000. Mm-hmm. I mean, small, super small town, which I love. But just for the stars to align on that, and that was exactly, you know, basically I played 3 gigs, and then she came down and did the show, and did the talent show, and I got to meet her and hang out with them as we were in the after everything was said and done. And then over the and of course, to take a step back, her representation and my representation are the same.
Jared.
And then whenever over the next few months, we kind of stayed in contact, and and I really just talking to her and trying to soak up all the knowledge that I could from her, I just started really, really grinding, and then it started picking up, and I started playing more and more places, and we just kept on practicing and playing and trying to grow it into a business. And it probably through the end of the summer, they gave me the opportunity to go and open for her.
I saw her Instagram post last August.
And that was a blessing, and that was a surreal experience, and super thankful for her and everything she's done for me. You know, just not necessarily just the opportunity to open, but the guidance that somebody that's in the industry like that can provide is you can't really stick a price on it. You know, because there's so many questions that can only be answered by someone who's fully immersed in it.
And, right.
They can save you some mistakes. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Can save you some mistakes.
And, do you still, you know, oh, sorry.
What's that? Go ahead.
Do you still, keep in touch with her?
Yeah, well, like I say, we're through Jared, so you know, I got to see him not too long ago, and you know, she's doing well, she's doing her thing, and got some stuff in the works, I'm sure, coming up, and you know, she's going to continue to do her thing, but yeah, I still get to see her. I still get to see her.
What's the next step for you? Are you planning on seeing if you can get into CMA Fest?
No, probably not this year. You talking about CCMF?
CMA Fest in June in Nashville. It's like a whole week.
No, I haven't looked into that, but that's something that I definitely need to look into. Definitely CCMF, Carolina Country Music Festival. That's the big one down here. That's a goal of mine to eventually play that.
Okay.
But for right now, I got some music that I'm sitting on that I want to get out.
Okay.
Some original stuff, and need to get that out, and just going to continue to grow, grow my business and grow my following, build that social media following, and just keep grinding it out, man. It's the only way to get better.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I was trying to find you on YouTube and Spotify, but I haven't been able to find any.
No, I don't have everything. Everything is set up to do it. I'm just trying to get it right and get some music out there. And like I say, I've got a couple of songs that I'm sitting on.
Okay.
Just wanting it to be right whenever they go, you know.
Of course, yeah. I mean, I'm excited to hear those. So who would you love to perform with down the road? If you had a dream of, like, who would you like to have you be an opener for, or you have somebody opening for you?
Oh, Ronnie Dunn.
Okay.
Ronnie Dunn. I mean, you know, when you don't necessarily copy singing styles, I don't think, but in my experience, I definitely think that you have people that you learn from, and you try to grow off of. And his singing style and the way that he sings is just, there's no one else like it. Not in country music. It's just, it's beautiful. I mean, he's got a beautiful voice, and he's got so many good songs. And obviously R.I.P. to Toby Keith, but my answer would have been Toby Keith, just because of who he was, you know, just what he represented, you know. And it was just everything America is, you know. And that's that would have been my first answer, but with as far as living artist goes, probably Ronnie Dunn. Big Zach Bryan fan too. Don't get me wrong. I'm a big Zach Bryan fan. That would also be right up there together.
I saw your Instagram video of you at the lake singing the Toby Keith. It was really good.
That was actually at my it's a place called Black River. It's a river that runs through my hometown, and I guess you could kind of say that's where I draw a lot of my motivation for my music, because it's just one of those places, and I think everybody's got their special place that you can just go and everything ceases to exist. And that's just one of those places, that dark water and cypress trees, and it just everything else goes away. You can get a clear mind and a clean slate, and all the stuff that goes on your phone just goes away.
Right. Have you been to any growing up and like up until like the last couple of years before you started to, you know, perform, did you go to any country concerts
that
came to your area?
No, so I haven't been to many concerts, but I've watched a lot of concerts. I've watched a lot of, I mean, with the way things are anymore, you can consume any content that you want, good or bad,
right.
You know.
Yeah,
so I've watched a lot of concerts, a lot of Leonard, the old classic performances of Lynyrd Skynyrd, Whiskey Myers, Zach Bryan, Toby Keith, Brooks. I mean, you go down the list, pretty much anybody that there is, I've watched. Mm-hmm. I love to watch live music. It gives you a taste of the real thing, especially when it's done well and the mix is right and done on high end equipment where you can really put some good headphones in and have a listen, you know?
Right. Yeah. You said next year is your goal to get into the CCM. What's the
Carolina Country Music Fest?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's something that we're working towards. It's not necessarily. It's good to have goals like that.
Of course.
It happens. It's definitely a goal. And just any of the bigger festivals that are going to allow you to get some exposure and just have a flat out good time.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
So, where can people reach you if they want to listen to your music or see you out and about on social media?
Social media, TikTok's going to be Joshua Graham 221. If you just want to listen to my music and stuff that I play on there, if you're interested in developing more of a in-depth following as to where I'm going to be, my Instagram is JL Graham_, and that I post all of my dates on there. And Facebook is also another really good way to find me. You can just look my name up, Joshua Graham. Okay. If it doesn't pop up, look up Joshua Graham, King Street, my hometown, and it'll pop right up. It's easy to find me like that. And awesome. I post all my stuff on both of those. You'll be able to see exactly where I'm at.
Awesome. Well, it has been an awesome interview, and I'm very, very excited for you to be my first official interview for the Country Music Connection podcast. And we will keep in touch.
Sounds good, brother. Thank you very much.
No problem.